Vayu Chaye Sora Zokt Balaturim. Vayu is Gematria 37. Because this 37 years from Sora's life, from when she was 90, when Yitzchak was born, until May Esrim is an under a chelik of her life. Until then, she didn't know if she's going to have the Otzid. Now she has a son. So that's the two halakim. Vayiyu, the 37 years, and that's also the oyster of the pasuk Shnei Chaye Sora. Sora had two halakim in her life. Till 90, before she had Yitzchak. And then, when it was more than that, she also became young again. It says in the Sukkim, Achri Veloisi, Haitili Edna. So she started again. It was Shnei Chaye Sora, two cycles of life. Rashi brings the Chazal, Meir Shana Esrim Shana Sheva Shana, and it says it separately, Bas Kuf Ki Bas Chof, Bas Chof Ki Bas Zayin. So Rashi brings Bas Kuf Ki Bas Chof Lechei, and Bas Chof Ki Bas Zayin Liyoyti. Pregnant in the Farshim, Bas Kuf Ki Bas Chof Lechei, by Ben Chof, by 20 years old you already do have Chei, that's when you start getting Oynish. And also, Lechayra, the Shpitz Yoyfi, Bas Chof Ki Bas Zayin Liyoyti, Ken Zayin Yoyfi, is Momodish by Chof. The Biskirov has a whole Mahalach based on the Gemara and Yevomis that Sora was an islandist. And by an islandist, you're not a Gezoyle even after 20, so it's about Kuf Kibat Chof, it's still true that it's Belichay. And also, Misad, the Gezorim of Yoyfi, by an islandist, Taka after Bat Zayin, it's already Oyfi Yoyfi. So for an islandist, it's Shtim, Beda Chalakim of the Medrash. There's other Mephorshim I still talk about these Kashas. There's the idea that in the Yalkut Shemoini, the Girs is Fakers. In the Yalkut Shemoini, the Girs is Bat Kuf Kibat Chof Li Yoyfi. And that chav kibas zayin lechek. Then avadis miyosh of the kashas. The Chasam Sofer brings a medrash. The medrash says Rabbi Kiva was once darshaning, and he saw that the tzibur started falling asleep. The rotz al oiron. So he started speaking a drush. He was saying like in Shmaitza, and he saw that they were getting farshlofen. So he said in drush, Esther zochza. Lekuf Chav Zayin Medinos. Esther was Zoycha to be a Malka on 127 Medinos, is Beschus 127 years of sorrow. So the Chasam Sofer says, what was he being Ma'orer? Because Shnei Chaye Sora means full life, Bein B'yom and Bein B'laylois. A lot of people maybe only put Kershus in by the day and by the night, Vinegar. That's not full, that's not Shnei Chaye Sora, that's not full. V'atokom Ba'oy Loilo. Shnei Chaye Sora means full life, Saiba Yayim Saiba Laila. Misha writes a Lisko, it's the Kisra Shal Toira, Yizar B'chol Eloisoi. Val Yoyvet Echad Neyam, you have to kibble about your lives of your nights also. Rabbi Kiva meant to Darshan, Zok Techatam Sofer, people were falling asleep, could be the Joshua was by day, but Kolshkin about night, and who was it by day? You have to side by day and side by night. Otherwise, Esther wouldn't have been Zoycha to 127 Medinois. Esther was Zoycha to 127 Medinois, because that Sora lived 127 full years. What was given without the judgment of the labor, what was given our half from them. Like some Rishonim, Rabbeinu Yoina, other Rishonim, they count. We know there's Asor and Nisyonis, Nisnas, Avrom Avinu. A lot of Rishonim count the Akeid as the last Nisoyin, but Rabbeinu Yoina in the Cheshvin, in Pirush HaMishnayis, in Pirkei Avos, Rabbeinu Yoina says that the last Nisoyin was Taka. The Mechira of Maaret HaMachpelah. That was also in a story. Avraham Avinu was Huftach that Eretz Yisrael is going to be his and he has to go handle to buy the Maaret HaMachpelah. The Chizkuni also of an art over here also said that the story of Maaret HaMachpelah is the lesson of Soin from the Nisyon. So he goes and he's handling with the B'nai Chet and he tells them, Nisiyah Lekim Asa B'Seichenu. So I saw a pshat from the Haflaw. What was the shakla v'tari that's going on between Avram and Ephraim and the B'nai Chet? First of all, Avram Avinu was telling them, Ger v'soy shevanoichi imachem. What does he mean, Ger v'soy shevanoichi imachem? Sometimes it's the rulers of Bar Metro. Maybe Ephraim would say, Al t'gedorim of Bar Metro, that a shochin has kedima, maybe he should get, someone else should get first, that even if Avram already paid and he wants to buy it, they'll come and say, sorry, it belongs to the Bar Metro. So Avram Avinu goes and says, no, Ger v'soy shevanoichi imachem. That I'm the Baal HaMarishayim, I'm from here. Ephron answers back, Nesiyah likim ata b'seichem. So the Haflah brings is a Goyis Maimini, that a Talmud Chacham, and certainly a Nasi or a Melech, there's no Kedima of Bar Metzra. So they were saying, you don't have to come on to Gerber Tarshav HaMashim. Saivid is not going to be a problem of Bar Metzra, because Nesiyah Lekimata B'Tichenu. Als Nesiyah Lekimata B'Tichenu, there's no problem of Bar Metzra. The Orach Chaim says a different shot. He says, it was B'mayimit Kol B'nei Ha'ir. The Orach Chaim wants to say that when you do something B'mayimit Kol B'nei Ha'ir, there's no time anymore of Bar Metzra. And that's why they wanted to do it. Avraham Avinu did it B'mayimit Kol B'nei Ha'ir to avoid the issue of Bar Metzra. Avraham Avinu wants to buy Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, and it's very mudgash in the Pesukim Ba'arichos that Avraham Avinu and Shpeta Klal Yisrael, we have the Kenyan on Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. The Chasam Sofer and Shuva write, it says here Avraham Avinu wants to buy the Chesef Moleh. What's the Indian he wants to buy the Chesef Moleh? So the Chasam Sofer writes in the Shuva in Yeridei, it's Simin Shin Lamed Aleph, that there's a special Indian a person is supposed to buy a kever. Afilu Ani Shevi Yisrael, there's an Indian you're supposed to own your own kever, you have to buy the kever to be yours. It's interesting, there's a lashon of a Gemara in Baba Basra, that Kuf Yud Beis, it's a whole sugya there about Stei Achuza, who it belongs to. And the Gemara has a kasha from a braita, but it says, Nimsa Tzadik Kavur Bekever Shein Yishalai, because of the Sphira, it didn't stim, that's not going to be it. But the oiz trick of the Gemara is, Nimsa Tzadik Kavur Bekever Shein Yishalai. But they, Mumuntav in Kever Shalai, that's the Beketef Mali. The Chassam Soifu wants to say that the Melitza, about this Gemara means something else, but he wants to say the Melitza, So in Hilchos Nida it means something else, but he wanted to say that it means midas solim for a kever. It doesn't come bechinim. Bechesef mole, a kever koyfman bechesef mole. They talk a charge a lot. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh over here says a very big chiddush. He says that Avraham Avinu wanted to buy Ma'aretz HaMachpelah, and maybe Ephron would come afterwards with a taina that it doesn't belong because it was I know. Sacha Kol Avraham Avinu realized what Ma'aretz HaMachpelah is about. We know from last week's parsha, the Medrash says he went running after the Soin to go make the food for the Malachim, and he went and it ran all the way to Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. He saw a big light. He saw that Ma'aretz HaMachpelah. Ephron didn't know what it was. Ephron saw Choshech. Ephron saw Ma'aretz. He doesn't realize the God was of Hashem. Avraham Avinu realized. Later when Ephron or Hol Chavidrachov and all kind of people want a taina that, no, we will, it's ours. Avraham Avinu wants to make sure they don't come with a taina of Einoah, that maybe it wasn't the right price. We didn't realize how important it is. It's worth billions, right? So he wanted to buy with Kenyan Chalipin, and not with Kenyan Kestis, because Eino Einoah be Chalipin. So he said, the Chiddush that he bought it with Chalipin. I, Ein Matvei, and Nasa Chalipin. But the Rechaim, that's why it was Arba Meis Kestis, Shekel Kestis, Oiver L'Soicher, a special kind of Matvei, that's Oiver L'Soicher, you're able to do Kenyan Chalipin with such Matvei. Dr. Orach Chaim, that's the pshat. He wanted to do a kinyan chalipin, and with a matzbeh, that's roi for chalipin. The pliya atzuma. The Gemara says in kedushin, kinyan kinyan is the effort, and ganz masach the kedushin, and that ganz kinyan kedushin is kibayu them, that it was kinyan kefter. Ein ha isha nek with the chalipin. Again, it's the right on all the protein from the sugi, the various mahalchim, the rishonim, the roi for sugi, and kedushin dav gimel. But Orach Chaim is saying, in learning up into the sukkim, that Avraham Avinu bought Ma'aretz HaMachpelah with kinyan chalipin, not with kinyan kefter. Stay to weiter after the Meister, va Avrom Zokein Boba Yomim, va Shem Beirach et Avrom Bakoil. And now comes a big Arichas over here, Perek Chavdalit, the story of Avrom Avinu sending Eliezer to find a Shidduch for Yitzchok. The Hakdomah to this parasha is, va Shem Beirach et Avrom Bakoil. What's this Hakdomah, Shem Beirach et Avrom Bakoil? Suppose it's Shad, Dr. Rechaim, Hashem was bevorach Avraham Bakoil with Oysher and Kovid and called me with the Meitav. Boss says, ain't that that he doesn't have. He doesn't have yet an Einikol. Doesn't have an Einikol. So that's not the Doma. Hashem bears with Avraham Bakoil. I'll thought that. I'll be able an Einikol. That's a Shidduch for Yitzchak. The Rashbam, always goes out there of Pshat, he says, we're trying to be madgish that there's no shter in the Shidduchim. The Choshev and Mishpochet. The Hakdom also for the Sugya of Shidduchim over here. Hashem bears with Avraham Bakoil, Baruch Hashem, it's the Choshev and Mishpochet. It's Yichus. And the Tata upon him, the Chosim's Tata, and Oysher, the Chovet, it's the Chosim of Mishpochim, the Zuchta Shittim, Hashem Be'erach, the Avraham Bakoil. The Gemara of Baba Basra, Daf Tezayin, and again in Daf Kuf Memalas in Baba Basra, Tzemol in Baba Basra, the Gemara brings a few sheets, it's what it means, Hashem Be'erach, the Avraham Bakoil. The Moshe Rashi over here brings a pshat that the Gemara doesn't even bring. Rashi says, Bakoil, Bakoil is Gematria Ben. Hashem Be'erach, the Avraham Bakoil, Bakoil is Gematria Ben. 52. And now he has a son, he's looking for a shit. The Gemara doesn't even bring that shot. The Gemara brings in all the shots. Rav Meir Oimer, Hashem Berech at Avram Bakoel, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas, that he didn't have a daughter. I said, if you have a daughter, it's called Tassach Gel, the Sultan, the Bakoel. Aber, as I Dr. Berech, Hashem Berech at Avram Bakoel, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. Yehuda Oymeno, Bakoel Shahoyoloi Bas. Acherim Oymerim, Bat Hoyoloi Avram Avinu, U Bakoel Shmo, her name was Bakoel. It's another sheet in the Gemara. The Ibn Ezra asks on that sheet that it should say Vashem Berech et Avram Bibakoil. Her name wasn't Koil, her name was Bakoil. So it should have said Hashem Berech et Avram Bibakoil. That's correct, Ibn Ezra. The Gemara brings other pshatim that it means that Avram Avinu had a certain Evan Toiva that people would be Maratha from it. That's what Shem Ben Yochai's pshat. Another pshat, Bakoil, that Esav wasn't Moirid B'yom, of Esav was only Moirid after he was Nifter. A whole Arichas Farshid and pshatim in the what it means Hashem Berech et Avram Bakoil. But the Shaila is, what does it mean in Pshat? This is a Hakdama to the Sugya of the Shidduch of Yitzchak. So he said, if Bakoel Kipshut, it means he's very, very rich, and he has everything, it means that's not Hakdama. So, Ezuch Tachosha B'Shidduch, or Hulanemakul, or everything else he has. But it's these other Pshat, and what's the Hemshech? Lamashu, there's a Pshat, Hashem Berech et Avram Bakoel, Rav Meir learns, Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. Good, Avor. Bakoel means that he didn't have a door. Why is that Hakdama to the story? So Pshat are good. Shaloi Hoyoloi Bas. I want to say a Pshat like this, Charif. If Avram Avinu wouldn't have had a daughter, then he wouldn't have to go look for a shidduch to Yitzchak. Yitzchak could marry that daughter, then it wouldn't be negated the whole Mehemshech HaParsha. The Eretz HaGedolah here is Hashem Berech et Avram Bakoel, that he didn't have a daughter. If Avram Avinu wouldn't have had a daughter, then he could Yitzchak could marry that daughter. He doesn't have to go look for a shidduch somewhere else. So that's HaGedolah. Hashem Berech et Avram Bakoel, that he didn't have a daughter. Therefore, he has to go look for a shidduch. Hashoyel Yishal, the Lachoyro, it's a Choysoy. And Avram Avinu was Makan called Terukula, Gemara and Yumo, of course, the Mishnah in Slaves Kedusha. His Makan called Terukula, he's going to marry his sister. Even by a Benoyach, Choysoy is also. So that's a Pshat. Or by the Emesis, I found a Choysoy. What was the other Pshat, the other man, the Yom of the Gemara? Hashem Berech and Avram Bakoil, that he did have a daughter. Frech Toysvitz and Baba Basra. Why is Yitzchak looking for a shidduch somewhere else? Why didn't he marry the daughter? Like the sheet said, there was a daughter. Toysvitz frech the kasha. Why did Avram Avinu have to look for a shidduch somewhere else? And Hotzach had talked to him, he can make a shidduch. Frech the good kasha. And Avram can't go through the book. But look for Toysvitz. Toysvitz frech the kasha. Nochmer, what is Toysvitz's answer? Toysvitz gives two terutzim. One terutz is, she was too young. His daughter of his was too young. She was, Rivka was three, I guess, so she was two. Oh, but the emes is that she has toisis in five places in Shas and also in Daskenim that learns that Rivka was 14. He's toisis, and Machloikis Rashi toisis. Toisis is Shita in Yevamah's twice, and in Baba Basra, and in Chumash. Toisis is Shita is that Rivka was 14. So I just say, Rivka was type of 14. But this other daughter of Abraham was very young, so he couldn't marry to his daughter. The other terrace of toisis. She was Hagar's daughter. This daughter that Avram had was from Hagar. That they attached to his daughter that she's from Sarah. So then it's Kedai for Yitzchak to marry. His Terah says, no, it's from Hagar. He doesn't want her to marry a daughter of Hagar. What's the chilek? It's from Sarah, from Hagar, because it's a tzadeket. If it's from Sarah, then Yitzchak doesn't have a shvigar. He a duah. But the shayla is, what's the shayla with Harry and Tosis? But B'cholayfin, what does Tosis say? That if Yitzchak, if there was Avram had a daughter, Tosis asks that Avram Yitzchak should have married her, and the two through the middle, she's too young, or she's from Rehagar. Masmeh Tosis, that if Avram would have had a daughter that's like older and from Sarah, Yitzchak could have married her. I'm good to Kasha, what's the kind called Terukul? B'chol HaTosis. B'chol HaRet, love enough shot. B'Hashem Be'erich at Avram B'Koil, Dr. Rav Meir, Shaloi Hoyoloi Ba. Because if he would have had a daughter, Yavada, he would have had Tosis Kasha, Yitzchak would have been able to marry her. That's the Hemshech, absolutely. Ich nehme das von Tosis. Lamar Oysfirin, the other man, the Yom Rav Yehuda Oymer, what does it mean, Bakoil? Hashem Berech at Avram Bakoil, that he had a daughter. So good, we had a kasher. L'chayr now is fair, if he has a daughter, why doesn't Yitzchak marry her? So he says to Terutzen. But I want to know in Shas, why is it negeh, the hakdoma, that he has a daughter? It even causes a kasher, so he said a terutz to the kasher. But what's Pshan of the Pesukim? He has a daughter, that's why we're looking for a shidduch. So Kem is Dogen Avshat, if Avram Avinu didn't have a daughter, that means he wasn't the kind for Virivi yet, he only has a son. He has to look for a shidduch for himself first. He wasn't looking for a shidduch for Yitzchak. He has to look for himself. Sarah was missing. Them get the other man. That's the Hemshech HaPasek. Hashem Berachas Avram Bakal that he had a daughter. He had a daughter, so he already had a Ben and a Bat. Can Erzuch and Hashidah for you? No, Hashoyel Yishol. Like Rav Meir, that loy oyel like Bat. What's Taket of Shad? Why isn't he looking for a Shidah for himself? So I saw Achroyim ask the Kasha. They say that before Matan Torah, even if he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah, but before Matan Torah, Tukiyim Apuruvu was enough just to have a son under the Torah. Mechor, Tak HaShak of the Torah. In Chassam Sofer states, what does it mean by Hashem Berech at Avram Bakoil? He says, if you spell out the word Bakoil entirely, you spell it out, that Beis is Beis Yud Sof, and Kof is Kof Pei, and Lamed is Lamed Mem Dalet, you spell out, there's a Daklan Gematria, Bakoil Bimiluoy, spelling out the letters, is Gematria Shofer. What is okay? What's stating there? Hashem Berech at Avram Bakoil. You have to realize that from this Yitzchok, the Rashi learns Bakoil means the son, this is Yitzchok. From the Akedas Yitzchok, there's a medrash that says that the two shofaris from the aisle that was instead of aisle from the Akedah, one shofar is the shofar of Matan Torah, and the other shofar is the shofar. There are two shofars on the aisle. The other one is from Asad Lovin. They say, Sai Matan Torah and Sai Mashiach Likdo in the Akedah. The MS, there's another medrash that says that from the Gidin of that aisle, from the Gidin came the Kleena Gina that Dovra Melech wrote the Ruach HaKodesh and B'Nevuah Sefer Tehillim. Gans Tfila and Tehillim. And Alf looked in that case. Alf is in their Bakoil. Their Bakoil, their Bashoifer. Must listen to them. That's the Hashem Be'er has ever in Bakoil. Now we have here a big Arichos. The Chazal say on this whole story about Eliezer, Yofas Ichosen Shel Avdei Oves. Yofas Ichosen Shel Avdei Oves. In Fasemesh state, because he says the Oves themselves are on such a high Madrega, it's very hard for us to relate to it and be able to be matzed that. About the Mosai Yagia Maisei VaMaisei Avosai, but we have to realize the obvious Amamish Chelik of the Merkava to be matzed is very hard. Over Durch the Maisa of the Yofes Tichosan of the Avde Yofes, actually we can a little bit get through to Azamusik to Musogim. I saw once a pshat Yofes Tichosan Sicha the Loshon of Tfila. Right, it says later in the parsha Vayetsa Yitzchok Lotsuach Basode Sicha the Loshon of Tfila. I saw Pshat, you know, there's a whole arichas here of Eliezer asking Hashem should find the right one. When he meets Eliezer, he says the whole story again. I saw Pshat that's Chazoras Hashat. The Ersimol is the Tefillah. The Ersimol is Chazoras Hashat. And that's the Pshat. It says, Eliezer, when he meets them, they say, no, let's sit down and make talk business. They said, no, loy uchal, let's sit and eat. He says, loy uchal lechol adam dibarti dvori. I can't eat until I speak first. And he meant, that's the Chazoras Hashat. The Tefillah. That's the Chazoras of the Gantz, that's the Tefillah. So he says, no, daver, no, mach shan shnei, alfik shak, mach, ma, dog shan. He says, no, ebed avrom anoichi, my own father of the shaf, and that's the shak of the ayin. So he calls Eliezer, and he wants them to make a shavua. Now it's mavur that Eliezer was a shliach to be, make kedushin. He was a shliach to kedushin. A shliach, lo halacha. After the kasha, Achrayim asked the kasha, how can he be a shliach? He's an Eved. An Eved can't be a Shliach. This is extra Arayah to the Shita Sarim Agash that learns that an Eved is only not able to be a Shliach LeKavola. A Shliach LeLoch, an Eved could be. A Sach Torah Favos. That's Nishvayet, but actually that would be a Smach. Other Rachmanim will know that Eliezer, there was a Tanai that if he Taka finds the right Shidduch, Avram is Meshach for him, that he's able to become a Shukr. Over his Taka Klo, that he was a Shliach. Toysin and Ksubas Afzayin on the Beis learns that when you make an Eresin on you, they Shliach, you also make Brach Sheva Brach. Birchas Eresin, sorry. You make Birchas Eresin. Don't think that you only make Birchas Eresin when the Chosin himself is there. Zachtarzen, have a Raya. You make Birchas Eresin even when it's done on you, they Shliach. Because Eliezer was on you, they Shliach, and they made the Brach of Birchas Eresin. Zachtich Eskuni, where was the minion? There was Asorah Gemalim. On top of the Asorah Gemalim were Asorah Gamolim, 10 camel drivers. So that was the minion. And yet you need the Birchas Erzim Basara, Dr. Chaskuni, with a minion. So he was sent as a Shliach Taka to make the Kedushin. Now the Emes says that Avram is very worried he's going to take from the Benoit Taknani, he's going to pick the wrong one. So he makes them make a Shavua. Why do you have to make a Shavua? He's a Shliach. You can make a Tanai in the Shlichus, that the Shlichus is only Chal if you pick from the Benoit, from his Mishpach, not from Benoit Taknani. Why was it necessary for Avram Avinu to make a Shavua, L'chayra, you can make a Tanai in the Shlichus? Oh, but he made a Shavua. Now, a Shavua needs a Cheptesho Mitzvah, so he says, Simno Yod Chatachas Yurechi, Avram Avinu was Mashbi him on the Milu. We know in Shavuot you could be Mashbi on a Sefer Torah, on a Mezuzah, on a Cheptesho Kedusha. Avram Avinu was Mashbi on the Milu. So Rashi, why the Milo? Shemitzvah Rishonoloi Ubalai Al Yedei Tzar. As I bring Rashi, it was his first mitzvah. What does it mean it was his first mitzvah? Avraham Avinu Kayim Kol Atayr Kul. So this is the greatest smach we spoke last week from the Marsha, and we used it to answer Harbi Koshis, that Avraham Avinu only started keeping the Torah after he was Malon. We spoke by Rishon Lech. But Akko Fonim, if you learn like that, it's very Yishmach. Milo was his first mitzvah. Only then he started being Mekayim Kol Atayr Kul. Afilu Neiman, not like that, Shad. I mean, we went both ways last week. Oh, but I can still say of ours that Milu was the first mitzvah that he was Mefurish Nitzav. The other mitzvahs made, even if Milu now like the Marsha, that he was Mekayim mitzvahs even before he did the Milu. Oh, but it wasn't the Tzivut. Milu was the first mitzvah, he was Nitzav. But Amol, I wanted to say an under of Shad in the Rashi. Rashi wasn't bothered why Avraham Avinu was Mashbiya on Milu as opposed to, let's say, a state of Torah or his Tzillin. Javada, Avraham Avinu, Avada War, Tzillin, Rashi, Shadim, Tam, but what, so why did he do Mila? Why not Tzillin? Why not something else? So Rashi, because it was the first mitzvah, he was Nitzav. But I wouldn't have to say an under of Shad. Rashi, Avada, he picked Mila. That was Pashat. Now the Shad is, why did he pick? Why was he must be on his Mila? Why not on Eliezer's Mila? Similarly, also, the Tachas Yerechid, it must be on the Mila of Avram. Is the emphasis the Lashon of Rashi? They have it here in parentheses, but the Lashon of Rashi is, Shehoysa mitzvah rishoyin aloi, ubo aloi al yedei tzar. It was his first mitzvah and he had tzar. So I'm going to want to say, Mitzvah Rishoyino is explaining why Mila and not Tzillin. Why his Mila, not Avram's? It's because Bola Yedei Tzar. But I want to say a different shot. Everything is explaining why not Eliezer's Mila. And they're actually saying because Avram Avinu was Mal himself first, and it was the first one. And remember, we spoke 2 weeks ago, we declared, by Mila, we made it a big Machlaikis Rishoyin, did Avram Avinu Mal himself first? Well, last. We met the whole Arichas Nishvayet. Oh, but the Ramban Shifu Moshe was that he was Mal himself last. He was in charge of everyone. He hired a lot of Zimein Lahem, Moyelim Harvey, I don't know who they are. And he was Mal himself last. If we're going to say this new Pshat in Rashi, this new Migin Rashi is saying that he was Mal himself first. So it's a mitzvah Rishoyin Eloi. He was Mashbi on his Mila because it was the first one that he had done. If that's the Pshat in Rashi, it's a Machlokes Rashi against the Rambam. He's sending Eliezer Eved Avram, and Pirkei de Rabbeleza state that Eliezer Eved Avram is Oig. Oig Melech HaBoshen is Eliezer. No, there's a stira because on one hand, it says that Oig was killed by Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. And on the other hand, we know in Misachta Derech Eretz Zuta, it says that Eliezer Eved Avraham went into Gan Eden Chai. So, wie stimmt das? So, zwei Dinen. To say, there's two Oigs. As I read in Dr. Mepharshim, that there's two Oigs. Not two Eliezer, there's two Oigs. Eliezer is Oig, and there's another Oig. Now, in Misachta Sefer Oigs, state that Eliezer is Oig. And he was huge, and it says even one time Avraham Avinu screamed at him, Pam Achas Garboy. Avraham Avinu screamed at him, Umir Osa Nafal Shino, one of his tooth fell out. And Avraham Avinu took the tooth and he made it into a kisei. The Yashav Boy Kol Yomo. I just stated in the Sechta Soif in Perak Chav Alas, Bright the test, that Avraham Avinu screamed at him, the tooth fell out. So I saw Avraham Kanievsky as a kasha. First of all, if the tooth fell out, so Evid is Yoytzev Hashem Vayin. So you could stop being mafalpul, but it wasn't kaycha. It's the Italian kaycha gufa, because it says he didn't punch the tooth down. Gar boy, he screamed at him. Umir osay. Of another shah, the cleric of Chaim Kanievsky, and I found later that the Deacon Rashi and Gittin, when the tooth falls out and the Eved goes free, who keeps the tooth? The Eved still takes the tooth. He goes free, he takes the tooth with him. Thus state that Avraham Avinu took it. Avraham Avinu made a kisei. The Yosha boy called Yemechayev. You have to know how it stems in Rashi and Gittin that for days on a day. But here it's mashma that Avraham Avinu. The rest of the Eved goes at free. The tooth stays by the oven. Oh, he didn't go at free. Are we going with the terrace? Koichi could go after Gubi. He didn't go at free. Very good. Okay. Oh, so the Eved's coming, and he wants to know, he asks, he's mispalo. This is still a one actually. He's asking, Hakrei no lefone hayoin, that the Eved should be mizdamin him, the right one. Zopti gemar in tainis af gimel. Shloisha shalu shaloi kohoigin. There are three people that ask shaloi kohoigin. L'shnayim heshivu kohoygen, l'echad heshiv shloik b'hoygen. Eliezer Eved Avram, he asked a shayla that was really shloik b'hoygen, the Gemara says, because he said, anyone who's going to come, hanara asher oimerat eilev, what if it's a geres or a suma? He doesn't know what he's getting into. Maybe she'll be blind, maybe she's missing a leg. And apotikin heshivu kohoygen, it was nizam alayvizk. A tzveit mentions shol. Shol, HaMelech announces, whoever's going to kill the Goliath is the Ashrena HaMelech Oishel Godo. Maybe it's going to be a mamzer, or an Eved, he's going to give him his daughter, right? Maybe it's going to be an Eved or a mamzer. And it was on the way to Hoygen, David HaMelech. Of Rav Ritter, it was Yiftach. Yitzchak says, whoever's going to come out, the first thing that comes out of my house is going to be a carbon. Maybe it's going to be a behemoth tmeya. How does he know what's going to come out? And in the end, it was mena, it was hashigua, shalaytahayk, and his daughter came out. And that's the story. About Yitzchak. Come on, they're taking the Gemara. Eliezer was one of the three that was Shaul Shalayt Ha'igin, but one of the two that was Nene Kehagin. What was Shalayt Ha'igin? Maybe a Chigeris or a Suma. Fretoisis, this is in Gemara and Tanya Tavdala. Fretoisis, it's Shalayt Ha'igin because maybe she's a Chigeris or a Suma. If he sees that she's a Chigeris or a Suma, he won't take, he won't ask her for water. He can see. So Fretoisis says, no, maybe she's not a Suma. You can't tell. I mean, the eyes are there. You just can't tell that she's one. Well, Chigeris, that she has a regal shalait. And this is the Maisa Shahayu once. The first one went on a shidduch. And it was Nisbar afterwards that she had the regal shalait. And she said, and he kind of mekech tois, he wanted even without a guest. And she said, well, hey, we went out and you saw. And he said, I didn't see. I was there. So it's derived from this tois. That's Kanzana Zazah. That Eliezer was Shah, Shalait Ha'igin, the Marsham. The Marsham would arrive from this tois. That it's taka a mekach tos. Sometimes you can't tell by seeing it. You can't tell. I am. What's up? Why is it like a hagen? Say no. The Gemara's question is that maybe it's going to be a chigeris or a suma. By the other story of Shaul, the Gemara says it was shalika hagen because maybe an eved or a mamzer is going to come, and not a miyuchasik a shidduch for Michal bas Shaul. Fretzaisvis. By Eliezer also, it could say, Yochol Afilu Mamzeres, Oy Shivcha. Why over here, by the Shalika Hoygen of Eliezer, the Gemara Drixoy, that it's Shalika Hoygen, it could be a Chigeres or a Suma, it could say Mamzeres. Zoktoisis, one teres, by Isha, by Daik Alma Elul Yoyfi, not Yehud. Another teres, Zoktoisis, Koy the Matan Toyra. Koy the Matan Toyra is no problem. Fagin Alam Afershim, Koy the Matan Toyra, but we know Abraham Avinu Kayim Kol HaToyra Kula. So there's a Marat Chiyas over there in Tainas Abdallah. He says a tremendous thing. He says that even though Avram Avinu Kaim call it a Rekula, not in Yoni Arayas. In Yoni Arayas and marriage and Yichus, and those in Yonim he didn't keep. And therefore, the Gemara has to say that the Shaloi Kehoigen of Eliezer is Marinish, that maybe it's a Chigeris or a Suma. But there's no Chashash that it's a Mamzeris or a Shivcha or not a Miyuchesis, because before Mamzeri was Makbet. The Harayas of the Marat Chiyas? Yaakov Avinu married to Now, Avada, that's not the sixth parasha that Hashem Belineda will discuss by Arichos, why Yaakov Avinu, how and when married his sisters. Aber Yediyah, that's the Marat Chiyas, is learning that Taka, even though Avram Avinu kept all Torah, not in Yonim of marriage. But I want to go a step further. The Marshal has a different mahalach here in the Sunni. The Gemara says that it was Shaloika Hoigin because maybe she's a Chigeris or a Suma. And we're spelling on the Shaila, why only Chigeris the Suma? Maybe she's a Mamzeret, which is the lust of the Gemara a line later. By Shaul, it says, by Goliath, it says, Yochel Mamzer Yevet. Why over here doesn't it say, Yochel Mamzer Yevet? Zotim Arsho, Mekin Fregen Abbas Rikasha. Avram Avinu specifically told him only it's from his Mishpacha. He doesn't even know who she is. As we know, he first gave her the jewelry and then he asked her. So when he starts asking her in the beginning, he doesn't even know if she's from. So forget about Mamzer Yevet. Maybe it's not from the right Mishpacha Bechlal. That's also Shaloi Koygen. Zotim Arsho, Amahalach, Avad Eliezer davened, and he knew that his tefillah is going to help. That he knows it's going to be Mishpachas Avraham, and he knew that his tefillah is going to help, that it's not, that it's a miyuchesis. No, the only chash is the chigeris l'shuma. Oy yesh loymer zok demarshah, that the emes, we know that when he originally did, he gave the jewelry first, and then first afterwards asked Basmiya. But about later on, by Chazor Sashat, he says it's faker. He says, I first asked Basmiya, and then I gave the jewelry. So Rashi says, that Avada, what he did is he gave the jewelry. And later on, as the Kishem to say it like that, as the Shemek to start, say, change the story. That's about the Shitas Rashi, of the Hera Yediyah. Toises and Chumen, that Sadihei Amirav, learned Punk Faker, that the emes is what he said it the second time, that he talked to Ask Basmiyat. But since he asked Basmiyat, we know, he knows who it is, and he knows she's a Miyuchetas, and he knows there's no Chashash. I said, what's Toises' Kash in Tainus? Toises asks that there's a Chashash Yochol Mamzer. That's when talking to Machloikis Balayat Toises. Toises and Tainis Davdal holds like Rashi that the emes didn't ask Basmiya and he has a good kash and he says to Tzurut or the Toises and Chumah learns Punk Faker that the emes he asked right away Basmiya and he knew that she was a Miyuchesed. As we know Avada, if you make the Cheshboinis, we once talked about this, that they both come from the same Zeda. You have to realize Avram married his niece Bas Horon, and therefore Rivka, and if you go and invite her to the Shvatim, Yitzchak and into the Shvatim, the Mashal, the Dugma Ruvain, Reuben is an Enico of Terach, like six different ways. Through Avram, through Sarah, from Haran, and from Rivka, through Besuel, through Nachar. From Alazaitin is gate six to the Zelda Gazeta. This fourth cousin, seven times, will make the Cheshvan under them all. Over Akoponim, so he asked Basmiya, so he knows that it's not a son. So he comes in, and by Yoreth Lovan Elish, Lovan starts running Zafti Meshech Chochma, because Lovan first thought, we know that Avram Avinu Vashem Beirach is Avram Bakoil. So he has a daughter also. So Lovan didn't learn the Taitan of Ababas and Zafkos Mamalas. Lovan thinks that they're coming for a Shidduch for the daughter. So Lovan's going running. But and he saw the Nezim and the Tachshitim on Rivka, and by this, it wasn't just Tachshitim that you give to the sister of the Chosin, it was looked as the Gilem. That they're looking for a Shidduch for Yitzchak. And they're looking for Rivka, not for him. So then he starts going, then he starts running. Now Lovan tells him, Vanoichi Piniti Abayit, you can come in, I emptied out the house. Emptied out means he cleaned it out from all that by the Zara. How did he do that so quickly? He has Mishama Asak, Getchkalach, and Trufim, Lovan has. How did he get rid of it so quickly? Vanoichi Piniti Abayit, I saw on some Pshat. Pshat is, a goy could be Mavatal of the Zara. The Dibur, even the Machshava. So he could right away just, he's a goy, he says, so it's right away. There's no more Avodah Zarah. Nowadays it wouldn't be. Nowadays there's so many things. But that's the sign from the bias. The skin is not the machshava of the diva. That's from the saroyt name and from stuff. And the devil. The Allah Avodah Zarah lach. Panisi abayis in 1 second. Panisi abayis. So they tell him to eat, and he says, "Loi uchal lechol adam divarti dvarei. I can't eat until I speak first." So I saw pshat like this. Be'emes, we know that a chosin and a kala both have to fast on the day of their chuppah. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Tzamach Aleph. And there's two reasons. One is because it's kaparat avoinis, so it's a day of tzoyim and shuva. But there's another pshat because they have to be a bardas and they shouldn't be shikr by the chuppah. They have to be vidas. Now there's an afkamina between the two pshat, and if you makadash al yidei a shliach, does the shliach have to fast? So if it's kaparat avoinis, so then the chosin, somewhere, wherever he is, should be fasting. Then the ikkar is that the person doing the kedushin, the shliach himself. So the other was saying, I can't eat because I need to have the das. I can't eat and drink now and get drunk because I have to have the das for the kedushin. That's mitzvah Eliyahu. Now Me'idah Chisa, it says, U'migdonos nosan lo'achiyah v'le'ima. He gave McDonald's. I saw Pshat, what's McDonald's? McDonald's is, the Medrash says that it means Peres Ginusar, which is Peres that could be Meshaka. So it's a McDonald's Nasan Lachia Belima. You gave the McDonald's to Lovan and to her mother, but not to Rivka herself. Rivka is the Kala. Rivka is fasting. Also not to Besuel. Why not Besuel? Lachia Ulima. Again, we're holding a Pasuk Nun Gimel, and it says he gave McDonald's Lachia Ulima. So Rivka herself is fasting. Eliezer himself is fasting. He's the shliach for the chosin, she's the kala alim. Telling the two reasons why you fast. But why not Besuel? So now Rivka was a katana, according to some Rishonim, and Besuel is the one making the kedushin. Besuel is making the kedushin, he also has to be fasting. So that's why it didn't say, Lachia Uli'im. Now the emetus we know that Besuel died, they poisoned him, right? He poisoned himself. But that happened a few psukim later. In this pasuk, Lachia Uli'im, he didn't die yet. When Chazal Medayik, when Chazal HaMedayik that Besuel was dead, it's a few psukim later that it says Vayomer Achia Ve'ima Teishav Anar Itanu. So they say, why Achia Ve'ima, why not Besuel? There's already a shtel, he's dead, but he wasn't dead earlier. Yesh Lidchos that Avadi was already dead earlier, but there it's not a diak, because maybe he just didn't want to eat McDonald's. But Vayomer, you know, saying a day if she should stay or not, he should be the one talking. Here it's already Mefurish that he's dead. Oh, but you couldn't know Nitaka was alive before, but he didn't eat, because the Avi Hakala also has to be fasting. Kenza, but again, you have to remember, if the reason for fasting is tshuva, then it's only the chasm and the kala alone. If the reason for fasting is to have not be mishtaker, then who then is Eliezer, the shliach of the chasm, and the suel, Avi Hakala. But then about the Rivka herself, could he? But you have the other reason. One thing. The Meshech Chochma learns punkfaker. The Meshech Chochma learns that Avad the Besuel was already dead. And he learns Pumpaket, McDonald's doesn't mean Gvarim HaMashtakam, McDonald's means Kloyus Vagoizim. There was really a big suda there with Buster and Yain and everything, and everyone was eating. However, right now, the Kale and her brother and the mother are all Avela, Mamish, Bayam, they just came back from the Levaya, from the Suol. So Abadi is still allowed to make an Erison, even Mamish in the Shiva, you're allowed to make an Erison. But the Suda's Erison, and now they eat from the Suda's Erison. So Zok the Meshach Chokhmah, everyone else is eating against the Suda, there's a Suda's Erison going on. But Umikdon is not in law, that the Shiva Kroegim of the Suol are just eating pituchim, they're eating just koyas and goyim, McDonald's, not partaking from the soup. Vayoyti yoevet kli kesef, uchnizov, ubgodim. So the Sarsholem Yibel always used to say, every time he'd buy a vort, by any one of his children when they got engaged, he would always say this vort. The Eliezer is bringing the kli kesef, uchnizov, and the begodim. What does he have to bring begodim for? Maniach attack it from a poor family that he's going to have to give them all the clothes afterwards. So they'll come, they'll bring them to the back there at the shul, and they'll bring them the clothes. No, he wants to show them what far a clay there we, which how the tzniyas of the begodim. He's already saying, let me explain to you. We're coming from Azam Mishpacha, Azay and Azah begodim is the way. This is our minig. This is our minig. How we wear the begodim. That was what he wanted to bring out. Yitzchak bo mi boy be'er l'chai roi. Yitzchak is coming from be'er l'chai roi. What is be'er l'chai roi? Rabbi Avraham and Rambam has brought down that this be'er was a special place where Yitzchak did avodas Hashem, where Yitzchak learned. This is what his yeshiva, this is what he was learning. And he was coming home. So there's a gevaldik adiyik, Rabbi Shmuel Shapiro was medayik, that Yitzchak was already on the way home, but if he was on the way to be'er l'chai roi, then he wouldn't have stopped. And even though Rift is coming, yes, the violin is in yeshiva. You have to know what is. That wouldn't. That the Seder is born. And he has an Arichas. It's the Sefer, the Hav Mishvah. It talks about Arichas. About Hasmoda and Vos. He is given a mold. The famous Maisa, which Rabbi Chonon brought down in the Hakdomah, the Koyvich Shurim. Rabbi Chonon got a telegram that he had a son born. He was learning in Karlan. He got a telegram that his son was born. He was in the middle of learning, I think, by Chavrusha with the Panavizirah. And they were learning Taisus and Chulin about Yeshna L'Shechita Mechila Vatzlaiz. So he got up, made a bracha on the Basura. And then he continued, Avalam Yeshna L'Shechita Mechila Vatzlaiz. And there's a whole Arichas over there. And Rav Moshe Shmuel Avada was the first thing about the Starkeit of Alf Torah. There's a famous Maisa in Be'er Yaakov. That was, he was the Rosh Hashiva there. There was a Vikuach between Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro and the Volk, if the Bachrim should do a little bit of Chilus Atzomis, a little spielin, and the Volk held that it's a good zach, and the Shmuel held that Mamish Choyfleyav, and he was Mamish very, very against it. And it was a Bikuach, and the Maisa, they were Nichma, that the Volk said they should do it. And they were explaining to the Moshe Shmuel that the spielin was Finnis Neged Finnis. And they were explaining there's a zach Chutz and a zach Chutz. And he was looking at them, and as Gezok, he says, and he said in one word, he says, Ich verstehe nicht. Berabin? Berabin? So they say, Ich verstehe nicht. You have to do a pull in the gate and zinkel. Mamach, was mit das Zorn? Ich zähne nur 20 Minuten, was mit das Zorn? Was mit das Zorn? Was mit das Zorn? Aber Berabin? Das ist sure. This was beyond his Musfag. They bring down over there that in Mir Yeshiva in Europe the Chashmal went off at 12:45. So they say, it's nice that it was 12:45. It was Masuda, everyone with his own schedule. Till 12:45 at night. And 5 minutes later, everyone was in bed. This was the same. Chazal announced that Yitzchok was Mesach and Tfilas Mincha. Avraham Avinu was Mesach and Shachris. Yitzchok was Mesach and Tfilas Mincha. Frek Toysis and Psochim Daf Kuvzai. We know the Tfilas are also connected to Tzmidim, the Karbonis Tomid. And Meyer is connected. Yanki Levinu and also the Haloah Sevorim Kedorim. Frek Toysis, why is it called Tfilas Mincha? You know what a Mincha is? By the Karbon Tomid, they also brought a Mincha. They brought some flour as a Mincha. The Tomids of Shachar also had a Mincha. Why is Mincha called Mincha? By Shachar, there was also a Mincha. Toysis asked the Kash and Psochim Daf Kuvzai. So Toys is Avada, Shachris also has a Mincha. Oh, but Shachris has another name, it's called Shachris. Mincha, Rufus, mincha. Those are tzaddikim. Another teretz he says is because Eliyahu was nene b'miyuchad by tfilas mincha. But he wants to say a pshat that when Eliyahu b'har ha'karmel was nene ne'ena, and he brought a carbon, there was also a mincha by that carbon, and the ikur that he was nene was by the mincha of the carbon. As in Zayt, in most Gemaras, it's brought down on the side of over there in Taisim Sochem that Kuf Zayin, a different pshat from the Avudraham. Mincha is near the end of the day by the Shah Asiris. Now, Adam Arishan in Gan Eden, he did the chait, it was the 10th day, and it says, the 10th hour of the day, and it says over there, the Eberster came to look for him after the chait, L'ruach Hayoim, and the Targum is L'ruach Hayoim L'minach Yoima. L'ruach Hayoim L'minach Yoima. That's the Rebbe says, Man Mincha. That Mincha, but you have to be Masakin by Zman Mincha, that chait. It's another pshat brought down that Yitzchak was by the Akedah, and the Akedah we know it's Mefurish in the Tfilos of Yom Kippur Katan, that the Akedah was on Yom Kippur, on the Harabai, we spoke last week, on Yom Kippur, Likras Mincha, by the end of the day on Yom Kippur, and it was Zman Mincha, and the Akedah Yitzchak was the carbon, but there was no Mincha, they didn't bring a Mincha by that carbon. That's the Mincha. Our Tfilos Mincha is the Mincha. By Yivieha Yitzchak Ha'oyala El Sora, Ha'oyala, the Balaturim brings, Ha'oyala, it says 8 times in Tanakh, Ha'oyala. And that's a remnant for the 8 places of Ashrat Hashkina. It's really Yitzchak getting married. But Yivieha Ha'oyala is Mamasha, Tzura of Ashrat Hashkina, my other similar bonum on Ashrat Hashkina. And there were 8 shlavim where there was Ashrat Hashchina. Was the Mishkan and the Midbar, Gilgal, Shiloi, Noiv, Givoy, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, Bayis Shlishi. Those are the 8 places, the 8 times it says Ha'oyala. That's the 8 levels, the 8 shlavim of Ashrat Hashchina. At the end of the parsha, we have the Eila Shnei Chaya Yishmol, that the famous Rashi brings the Gemara in Megillah. Loman Nimnu Shnoitesh of Yishmol, why is it dichted to know the Cheshbonus of Yishmol here? So Rashi, because like days that we have a theory how it works out how old Yaakov was. Because when he gets to love and he's azoyin azoyin, it doesn't stim. And we spar off that he must have been this 14 years missing. And the Torah says, because it says over here, we know when Yitzchak died, Rashi made the whole cheshbon. So from here we're going to learn as Chaya Yaakov. From here, me, from the cheshbon of Shnoitah Shol Yishmael, we could be miyachas the Shnoitah of Yaakov. And we figure out that he was 14 years in yeshiva. Rav Moshe Shmuel, Vayter, Dr. Moir Dikazah. Says we're going to see here the years of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov was 147 years. We're going to figure out the 14 years of Yeshiva. He says, no, this is the Shnei Chaya Yaakov. When the Shnei Tzav Shal Yishmol, you can see what's the Shnei Tzav Shal Yaakov. What are the years? Shnei Tzav Shal Yaakov? Those are the years that he sits in Yeshiva. Halavayim zon zoychadayim, achat sha'alti me'eitz Hashem, oysa avakesh, not other things, only that, oysa avakesh, that it should be shifty based Hashem, kol yimei chaya, that a person should be zoychad. That a person should be zoicha that all of his years he should be able to be, and then it should be like in the Tchilas Parsha, Shnei Chayisora, Kulam Shovim L'Toiva, someone zoicha Zayin Taka, Al Yoren, Shifti L'Reis Hashem.